Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Across the country, people with ADHD are struggling to fill their prescriptions. Last October, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, announced a shortage of Adderall. That's one of the most common medicines prescribed for ADHD. And the problem has gotten only worse, affecting nearly every type of medicine in this category. What's going on? Well, we have Wilfred Chan on the line. He has been reporting on this for The Guardian. Wilfred, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So what is behind the shortage of these various ADHD medicines? Is it too much demand, not enough supply, both?
I think the picture that emerges is that there was a boom in ADHD medication supply during the pandemic, and that's partly because of Cerebral. That's one of the telehealth startups that took advantage of a pandemic era rule that allowed for controlled substances to be prescribed and distributed over apps online. This new business model was a hit. A lot of people got diagnosed and prescribed under methods that may have been a little over-aggressive, regulators believe. And so they moved to shut down the space. But the demand for ADHD medication that increased during the pandemic, it doesn't just magically go away. Patients also may have been undiagnosed before the pandemic. They had been relying on the guardrails of, you know, work, the classroom to kind of keep focused. And when they got home, they realized that it was really difficult to still do what they were doing. So, you know, it's both a supply and a demand issue. Mm-hmm. And, when the space contracted after the regulators came, it just meant that the shortages were almost inevitable.
What is it like for a patient who needs these medicines, may have used them for years and suddenly can't get it?
It's a disaster for people. I mean, whether you're a child or you're an adult, this condition persists through people's lives. It means they can't remember what's going on. It means they can't prioritize their day. It means they forget basic things. And I talked to patients who lost their jobs. I heard about children who are suspended from school. It just has so many ripple effects across one's life.
Despite the shortage, the Drug Enforcement Administration, which controls the supply of ADHD medicines, said last month it would not increase the manufacturing amount, the manufacturing quota of these drugs for 2023. Why not?
The DEA has decided that suspicion is basically its best option. Right now, there's not enough ADHD specialists out there. This is an underserved profession. And so the DEA is looking at that and saying, well, we're not sure if all of these physicians who are prescribing ADHD medication are doing it for the right reasons. But then who makes the call, right? And that confusion is what's leading to this continued shortage. No one's really taking responsibility here. And that means that we're not going to see a resolution to these shortages, in my view, anytime soon.
That is Wilfred Chan of The Guardian covering the shortage of ADHD medicines. Wilfred, thanks for the time.
Thank you so much.